was wondering when you would finally show up. You really know how to keep a girl waiting, don't you? We've been up here for hours. But I guess you've been busy. What with the cleanup and everything. I bet they're calling for your head. Just mine. Huh. I guess that's fair. How many dead? Ooh, that's more than I expected. More than I wanted.
Why? Why?
After all this, you still can't figure it out. I did it for you. I did it all for you. I did it because I love you. I want you. But you only ever saw me as your plucky little sidekick. I had to make you see me as more than that. Someone to take seriously. Oh, of course, I know what I've done. Don't fucking insult my intelligence. I was trained by the best, after all. If you had any idea of how long it took to get this right, I planned for months. I thought of everything, right down to you and me on this very rooftop. I can't say I expected the rain, though, but it does add a certain something, don't you think? You have to stop me. You can try. What's there to stop? It's already done. The bombs went off, and the bodies are being counted already. Stay down. I already told you once. It's over. I won. There is nothing you can do anymore. Just lay there and listen to me. For once. You should have seen this coming. You knew me better than anyone else. You knew I loved you. And yet you still spurned me. You just let us go on, like everything was all right. We lived together, worked together, shared our meals together, almost every waking hour. We were inseparable. We were practically married already, and yet you still denied it. I did everything you asked of me. Everything. I gave up my life for you. I even wore your stupid little outfit with the skirt and everything. Do you know how embarrassing it was to fight in that thing? And what kind of fucking color scheme is- Sorry. I digress. As I was saying, it's over. You're done. You were done before your day even began. I spiked your breakfast this morning, and now that you've spent your energy dealing with the chaos downtown, it should be kicking in. You're completely helpless. I can wrap my hand around your throat like this and end it all right here. It would be sad, for sure, but what's an origin story without a little tragedy? I can sit here on top of you and just watch you fade away. I'd see the look in your eyes as you finally realize you love me. That you've always loved me. It'd almost be worth it just to know for sure. But I'm tired of waiting for you to come around. I'm living for myself now. I'm taking what I want. It's not quite as romantic as I'd hoped, but it'll have to do.
Doesn't this feel right? Don't you want me? You love me. Just say it already. Please. Please. No? No? Why?
It's okay, baby. I think I get it. This can't be easy for you, seeing your sidekick betray you like this. I can understand why you might not be ready for it yet. So, I'll do you a favor and get you started, okay? I'll make it easy for you. Let me just get these off of you. And then I'll take mine off too. Now, just try to enjoy it while I jerk you off, okay? I need you to enjoy this for me. Please. Please just give me what I want. Get lost in the feeling of me pumping your cock like this. Please. That's it. That's what I was looking for. You're coming around. Just breathe, baby. Keep that blood pumping. Your cock is growing harder in my hands. God. This really brings back memories. Do you remember that time you walked in on me? When I was in the shower? How could you forget? It was just after the attack on the metro. We were tracking that cult through the underground, trying to stop them from setting off any more bombs. When we finally found them, they scattered like rats in every direction. They led us through the sewers for hours before we caught them all. By the time we got back to HQ, I couldn't think of anything besides sitting in the shower for the next 12 hours just to feel clean again. Then you walked in. You didn't think I was still in there. You must not have heard me. It was an accident, of course. But there you were, so bruised and so beautiful. I knew right then and there that I loved you and wanted you more than anything else in the world. I could feel your gaze. You were paralyzed, lost in a fantasy. Only when you caught me staring back did you snap out of it. You were so red from embarrassment, you apologized and just ran back out the door. I wish you hadn't. I wish you had kept looking. I wish you had taken me right there amidst the blood and sweat and steam. But you never returned my affection. You were a gentleman who didn't want to act inappropriately. You kept your distance after that, ashamed of your lust, I guess. But there was nothing to be ashamed of, really. You're a man, same as any other. You have needs. Needs I would have been happy to meet. This isn't working. You're still not hard enough for me. And all this fucking rain is just making this harder. I think you need a little... I think you need a bit more lubrication. Are you crying?
Are those tears I see? Oh, stop it. It didn't have to be like this. You made me do this. You forced my hand. Think about the love we could have shared. That we could still share. We could still be together, you know? There's nothing stopping you. Just because you're a hero and I'm your villain now, it doesn't mean anything. The idea of good and evil is bullshit, anyways. Is it so wrong to love someone? To want them happy? Is it good to break someone's heart? To take everything they give you and throw it on the fucking ground? Is it good to let a girl risk her life every night fighting maniacs and psychos just so she can be closer to you? I know it's cliche to say, but maybe we're not as different as you think. We share so much already. It would be so easy for you. Be with me forever. There. I think you're ready. I knew you had it in you. It just took a little help from your trusty sidekick. You're going to fuck me now. Fuck me like you should have all those years ago in the shower. I'm going to show you what you're missing. Oh shit. This cock is everything I'd ever dreamed of. Everything that kept me up late at night. All alone in that empty wing you dumped me in. Wing equal void, like the plague. You'd say goodnight and retire to that room of yours on the other side of HQ. And I'd still be up. Hours later, fucking myself to the thought of you in bed next to me. And when I'd come, I'd scream as loud as I fucking could, hoping you'd hear me echoing through the halls. You'd think something's wrong. I'm in trouble and need saving. Bedroom door would burst open and there you'd be, my hero, catching me in the act. You definitely wouldn't have been able to help yourself then. But you never came. You lay there every night listening to me fuck myself to the thought of you and did nothing about it. That kind of self-control is almost admirable. Almost. We're well past that now, though. You finally have me. There's no more hiding. Doesn't my pussy feel good wrapped around you like this? Something warm to hide in from the cold rain? No! There's that word again. No. Well, why not? Why won't you just love me? What did I ever do to you to make you so disgusted by me? Everything I've done for you. Why won't you just fucking love me, goddammit? Are you afraid of me? Is that it? Afraid of what I can do? I was a good girl. The best, even. I was a superhero, just like you wanted me to be. But that wasn't good enough. No, that can't be it. I've seen you with other superheroes. Not just any superheroes, either. The kind that could tear you limb from limb if you ever broke their heart. Do you remember Christmas 3 years ago? The party you threw at HQ? Almost everyone was there that night. They were having such a great time, drinking and laughing and relaxing for once. And then there was me, hiding in the corner, practically a guest in my own home. I was still the old me then, didn't know how to talk to anyone. But you did. I saw you flirting with her. You know, the one that wears the tight pink spandex? Only that night, she was just another slutty Mrs. Claus, and boy, did she have eyes for you. You know, it's kind of funny. Somehow throughout all these years, you neglected to train me in your ways of seduction. But I bet you wish you had now. I saw you two sneak off to one of the guest rooms, and I followed. I stayed hidden, stuck to the shadows, just like you taught me. I guess you were too drunk to notice me. I watched as she sucked your cock. I watched as you fucked her every which way and passed out. You wanna know something? You wanna know something else? I watched as she blew three other guys that night too. I watched and I cried. You didn't deserve someone so unfaithful. You deserve me. I would be faithful. Every night when you come home, I would be there to massage you, to treat your wounds, to fuck the pain away. We would be in love. If you won't understand this yourself, I guess I have to just make you understand. I'll have to make you mine forever. I want you to come inside me, baby. I'm going to make you come inside me. And there's nothing you can do about it. We'll have a baby together. A son, a daughter. It doesn't matter to me. Which do you want, honey? I think you probably want a son. Every man dreams of having a son. It's okay if we don't, though. We can always keep trying. I'll let you come inside me over and over again until we get one just like you want. We'll be a family, a super family. You wouldn't abandon me then, would you? No, I don't think so. Not a gentleman like you. You'd be forced to love me as I love you. How does that sound to you, honey? Because it sounds so fucking good to me. Will you be mine now? Forever and ever? Will you come for me, baby? Please. I just want you to come. Please. Please. I'm yours. Please. Please. Come for me.
I did it. We did it. After all these years, I can't believe it. Fuck, that was so good, wasn't it? You can finally admit it now. You love me, right? You love me? We're together now, honey. We're going to be a family. Doesn't that sound good to you, Daddy?